Hello. Oh, came through. Oh, through my head. And you know how many times I've answered the phone and it dropped out the minute the recording ends? Oh, it's done my head in. What's happening? I know. And guess what? I've answered and it's been so frustrating. I don't know why. No. Oh no. She's been sick a lot. Well, yeah, but it's worse for me. I'm broken. It's exhausting. Well, she's saying things like, "God, there's something always wrong with me. I've got a compromised immune system." And the whole winter, she's been sick and sick and sick and sick. It's like, remember when she was at daycare? It's like that. Anyway, poor thing. Yeah. Oh no. Oh, she's awesome. So, what's happening? Yeah, she does. I'm in the shopping center, just so you know. I'm just trying to get some groceries, but it's all cool. All cool. No, you're sweet. Gary seems really positive about the business and everything. Really, really positive. Yeah, but it's not because Gary's saying if we keep pushing, it'll click. Yeah, like it's. Well, they are getting the clients now. Like if that, you know, it is working. It's just. I mean, I don't mind doing it. I love it. It's just that. Look, what happens to me is there's a few hurdles I've got. One is we don't have a train line, and it's the driving. And like Isabel being sick on Friday, halfway through my call, she's like, "Oh, I'm sick, you know, I want to come home," and so I have to drop everything. Oh, like we pray, and you know, Bankstown, we love our apartment, and Isabel wouldn't cope with being kicked out of another place to live. She can't cope with that. Neither of us can. We're human beings, but we can't be shut out on the street again. No, I'm working. I work my guts out. I've put a lot of time in for Gary and Nina. Like, and I like the skin virtue. It's hard slog, but it's for me. I'm also a single mum. Like, it's a bit easier for them. They're a couple, you know, and they live near their school. Hard for me, but I'm not complaining. Like, it's hard for me like that. I'm just saying, I'm there for them. I earn my work. Like they've got me doing the pick and pack, which means that's, you know, all the shit jobs. So that takes more time out of my call. You know, Nina's palming that off onto me, so she doesn't have to do it. I think, well, I have no, it's, yeah, I have no choice, but it's a bit blackmail-y, not in terms of, it's a bit yes, but Gary, but at the same time, Gary's saying, I want to look after you, I'm here for you, we want this to work, and he does put the time in, he's well, you know, at the end of the day, you got to look at it like this. Isabel needs somewhere to live. And, you know, for me, you know, I can't, it's like that sends my mental health into a spiral of depression, fear. It's really scary. And, you know, I mean, you know, like, she needs to have somewhere to live. She has been through a lot, and I have given her, I give her everything to keep her strong. Like, I'm fucking bled dry at the moment from her because she's like, what? She won't do anything for herself. You know, like, I'm bled dry. I work my guts out. Lazy. Like, what? I don't. Yeah, like, she won't do anything. She knows that I rescue and do everything, like the medicines. She's like complaining I'm sick, and it's so hard for me, a little bit victim-y with that. But she's a beautiful girl. Like, she'll be on her best behaviour for everyone, but she'll come to me and it's all so hard and I've got to fix it. You know, that, you know, and... And... Yeah, and then she goes, you're my mother. So, and I have medical bills for her. Like, we've got to go back to a dermatologist tomorrow, then the allergy specialist. Like, these medical bills that come, it's scary. It's yeah, but she, you know, she's had the hospital scare. We had to go to the hospital because she had an anaphylactic. You know, like, mate, I'm not trying anything hippie because of everything I've been through with her. It's just, you know. Oh, we've tried everything. She takes now autoimmune injections, but she will grow out. Yes. Yeah, but she had such bad eczema, her eyelashes and eyebrows and her face had it. We had no choice. But one thing I learned from going to the skin hospital, from all the nurses there, they all had grew up with eczema or acne, and they said, oh, kids go... No, hang on, let me finish. And they said that even when they had bad eczema as teenagers, they did grow out of it and come off the medications. They did, and they do, and eventually. But she was depressed and self-conscious, and what's more important, her mental health. You know, like, there's, it's six to one, half a dozen of the other. So I know I'm doing this right, and I trust Andrew Ming. You know, I trust him a lot. He, you know, that same dermatologist? Yeah, yeah, the same person. He can't believe we live in Bankstown. Oh, we live in slums. Look, I have to trust Gary. I've said to Gary, you know how my mental health is. We can't handle... Gary is a good man. He's a good man. Like, I've chatted to him. And they want this to work. I'm good at my job. No, but I am getting good at it. Like the Pilates thing is great, but it is hard. Yeah, I'm not doing. I'll tell you something different about Nina too. Like, she might be getting through more calls, but she goes like this: oh, they didn't answer, so I'll just hang up and go to the next person. Whereas I leave a message, they call me back. See, my calls are a bit longer because I have a higher conversion. Okay. Are you gonna call back? Try and call back. Yeah, I could buy it back.